This is January 31st, 1988, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Good morning, Bartholomew.
Well then, good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
And as a wonderful exercise in life, it is possible to laugh your way to enlightenment. So please do not put that aside as a possible alternative to whatever you are now undertaking. And I will tell you why. When you laugh, what is happening inside of you is that things that have been stuck, that have been placed together in some kind of a formation, perhaps for many, many years, perhaps in some instances for many lifetimes, with the coming of the laughter, it is a letting go of and a deep breathing. It's very difficult to have a deep laugh without a lot of air. You know, that's not a laugh. You see, you have to laugh, and you have to participate in this as a body experience. And in so doing, you allow the air in, the cells to relax. They take in some new substance, this thing called life, in a wonderful new feeling of wholeness, and things begin to break up. Things begin to break up. So I am quite serious when I say that one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself is to, astonishing sound, one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself is to learn how to laugh, to learn how to let go and to enjoy, to let go and to begin to appreciate and to encompass and to allow. It's a magnificent feeling. I recommend it to the alternative. So, what I really am here to blend with you today is this is our first meeting of the year of 1988. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And if you remember, I mentioned that the coming together of the eight in a double eight has deep significance as far as what you can look for as possibilities for your year. The eight is the number of the eternal power. Doubled is the double power. And so, as you progress through these months, I ask you to come deeply into a knowing that those things which you hold deeply in your consciousness this year as that which you seek, you will have a very good opportunity of receiving it, providing that it is harmless. This is not a good year to be harmful. It is not a good year to be harmful. Because so much of the power that is going to be filtering in is going to have as its intention to intensify that which is buried in the eight. So, as you move deeper and deeper into your own personal life, looking, if you will, deeply at the things of your life that you really want to magnify, and as long as they are harmless, you stand maximum position. If I were in body form at this time, there's one piece of advice I would give to you, deeply, which is to sit down day after day and ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Really, what are those things that I truly need and want for my wholeness? Now, I did not say for my happiness necessarily. I said for my wholeness. Because, as you know, we talk so much about a feeling of wholeness, a sense of being whole, of being complete, of being without parts of yourself thrown outside in projection, but very whole and within your own being. These pieces of information are available to you constantly, but if you will just sit down and ask yourself, how can I really make real for me in this year my wholeness? Another way of saying it is, in what way am I not whole? And how are you going to find that out? It's not hard. It's not hard to find out which places you're not yet whole. They are those places that cause you pain. They are those places that cause you anger. They are those places that cause you fear. Now, I'm quite sure that you have that material available at all times if you're willing to look at it. Now, the technique here that's essential is to realize that the way that the beingness works, the way that projection works is, as we've talked about before, it goes outside of you, out there, so that it can be seen by your consciousness. I have told you that the best friends that you have are each other. The very best friends you have are each other. Every one of you, with no exception at all. Because every one of you stands as the mirror to show this real seeker, the real seeker, where they, the seeker, need the assistance, where they need to begin to work on their being. And as you align yourself with this feeling of wanting to see, acknowledge, claim, and free yourself, you will find that the mirrors become much more loving, much more open, much more acceptable to you, until you'll be running around saying, isn't there anybody out there that I can get angry at? Isn't there anybody out there that makes me afraid? Isn't there anybody out there that's going to give me a bit of a trouble today? And you may start going, and I mean this sincerely, breaking up your patterns, your habituated patterns, which have kept you safe, so that you can start seeing if the next line is less safe. Do you understand? Most of you have created boundaries of safety. You have created jobs or relationships or people or whatever it is that make you feel relatively safe. But when you begin this voyage of discovery and find that all the people around you that usually gave you difficulty are no longer difficult, then you begin to have the courage to change the outer so that different faces can appear, so that you can begin this wonderful job of testing. Testing whether your strength is really as whole as you hope it to be. Whether your consciousness is whole and alive and unified. It is the joy of living. It is a life divinely inspired, because the thing to remember, which is so often forgotten, is that you are not the only creator of your reality. I know that you have heard again and again, you create your reality, and that is of course true. But at the same time, my friends, what you need to remember with all of the power of your being is you are a co-creator, not with each other, which you do in some limited form, but with a vast part of your beingness that has sent you out to do this job in the first place. You were sent to do some specific things. Now, let's not go into those. We've gone into those endlessly, 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 and we will no doubt go into them again. But right now, for this day, what I ask you to remember is that you weren't sent out on a job to do without a tremendous amount of aid and assistance, and most important of all, the decision was not made by yourself alone that this was a journey for you to undertake. And please never, ever envision that it is so. What you need to keep in your minds, please, is this wonderful knowing that whatever it is that you are doing, wherever your feet are trotting, you have been asked to go. This is a co-creation from the deepest part of the God Self, from the deepest part of the divine wonder that has something very, very exciting afoot here. This is an exciting experiment, my friends. It's absolutely exciting. The difficulty is, if you get too absorbed in it, it doesn't get as exciting as it could be if you were a little more vast about it. Which is why I keep asking you to remember the vastness, that it is you, that you are it, that you are somehow melodiously, wondrously aligning yourself with it all the time, and it sent you here to do a job. Now, every night of your life, or if you sleep in the day, someone called me on that, they said, I never sleep at night, so here we have to now make the exception. When you go to sleep, when you move into what is deep sleep, not the astral, not the high astral, but that deep, deep sleep, what you do is merge once again with the part of your being that remembers, remembers, remembers. And in that remembrance, it gives you the resilience to waken in the next morning and to live again with a renewed optimism, with life, with some kind of knowing. And what is it that you come and receive? You receive a remembrance that you were sent, that this is a gloriously exciting experiment, and as all experiments, there's a certain amount of risk. But, and this is totally important, you have never risked the essential. Anything that has been a risk has been totally unessential, which means the coming and going, the rising and falling of things. You have never risked your being. You have never risked who you really are because you cannot risk that. And it is that part of you that remembers, oh, I'm a beingness. I am a state of being. And out of being, becoming comes. But I am being. And you remember that in the sleep, and it revitalizes the cells. Remember, all's well, you arise and live again. One of the most easily found tools to use in this year as you begin to claim the wonder of your fears is to remember that there is within each physical body the very same amount of what I will call today the force of being. It can also be called the divine power, the deep self, call it as you will. But today, please, I would like to emphasize that it is a being. I use that word particularly because I want you to begin to get a feeling of the lack of loneliness available, that there is within you a state of being. And this being has the attributes that you really need to keep your life filled with hope and grace and dignity and beauty and power and humor. It contains all of those things that you need. And so if you begin to think in terms of being filled with a state of being out of which action comes, you will find yourself going back moment after moment after moment to somewhere within yourself and remembering being. Now look, my friends, you never wake up and say, I wonder if I'm here. You may say, I wonder if I'm hungover. I wonder if I'm upset. I wonder if I'm... I mean, none of things you might... But you never awake and say, I wonder if I'm here. This is because riding through every absolute moment of your consciousness is being. And this beingness is that which is at the deep center, at the deep core of source, and is that which out of which all of the becoming arises. And the becoming is everything. Everything that you do, everything that you think, that's where the archangels arise. Anything that has form comes out of being and moves into becoming. If it is becoming, it has form. If it is being, it has no form. And what I ask you to begin to rest in moment after moment is the knowing that this being force has the attributes that you need to make a victorious success of every moment of your life. And the way to access it is so simple. Here we go again. You shut up and you go in and you allow and you feel and you experience and you allow, and you drop. You can create any words that you need to express that feeling. But in this 1988 year, it is essential that being be part of that which ignites your consciousness every moment, as much as is possible. Now, you know that deeply in the core of you, there is supposed to be the flame or the light of God or the space of consciousness. I don't care what you call it. You've been told by all of the greats who have experienced this that it resides somewhere within the being, within your body. Now, as you move through your days, as you move through your nights, if you will just turn your consciousness to that and wait for the feeling, it will begin to arise in you with greater and greater and greater power. It is the year of the center. It is the year of the centering. And that is an important statement. If you take the 8, which is laying on its side, and turn it upright, you'll get an idea of what is meant by the centering for the human body. You, over and over again, in the religious drawings of this world, there is represented the human figure, and coming out from the heavens comes a ray of however it's imagined, down into the physical body and through the physical body, but usually it stops in the heart center. Now, for those of you that were with us in the Yucatan, we have already covered this ground. Please be patient. The reason that it stops in the heart center is because people are afraid to let it go down any farther. Because they have learned that if you let it go down any farther, then we get into trouble. Isn't that true? When you start talking in terms of your body, you never say, oh, my heart's in trouble, or my throat is in trouble, or my third eye is in trouble. The place where the trouble begins usually begins right as you start dropping below the navel. And that's when a lot of the trouble begins, and a lot of your learning from a very, very young age. And so as you learn as a very young one, you have cut off your energy. And a lot of you are walking around in your heads. A lot of you are walking around in your heads. Now, one of the great things that this world of the new age has brought is, let's get down to the heart. True? It's over and over again, let's get down to the heart, let's get down to the heart. Well, it's time to say, let's go down even further. And I mean this with all of the awareness I can bring to you. You need to get a sense of your power as it moves through this physical body and as it is placed on this earth. You will feel so much more full and alive if you will begin, please, to allow to visualize this energy going all the way through you, all the way through you. As you walk, don't please walk with it stopping in your heart center. If I could stand up without all this paraphernalia, I would do so to indicate that as you walk, now, when you're centered in your heart center, you're like this. You're a little top heavy. Do you see that? The head falls a little bit forward. And that's not the way you have balance. I'm being literal. If you want to have a sense of self-realization, of power, of being alive and filled with life, you have got to make the resolution to be empowered, which means to let the power go all the way through you. When you are asked to meditate, you're asked to sit because this alignment is much more alive than the alignment of lying down. Because it is aligned with the power that comes in from the vastness and hurls its wondrous self right through the physical body, through the top of the head, down through it, and down through into the heart of this planet, which is alive with power. You know it. It's alive with glowing, magic, molten power. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful material. So if you can begin to realize that one of the greatest helps which you have put aside out of fear that you are going to somehow misuse any of the energy that comes through to you past the navel, if you begin to realize that you are no longer in a state of fear, that you can be a wondrously alive person with that energy grounded in you, you are going to begin to feel more alive. Some of you that are ill, please hear me. You begin by visualizing, as you walk around your room, just start visualizing this energy from the vastness coming down through the top of your head, through the physical body, down through your feet as you pad around your room. You begin to feel your feet on the ground. You take off your stockings. You take off your shoes. You know, and I mean this, most enlightened people don't like to wear shoes. I mean this. No matter where they live. They don't like to wear shoes because there is an aliveness of feeling the power coming through you into the body and down into the earth. It makes you feel whole. It makes you feel a part of the wholeness that is this planet, that is that which mothers you in the first place. The more that you can sit and feel the power coming through you and grounding you through your buttocks and down to the ground, wherever you sit, on chairs, on sofas, I don't care what you're doing, you can pay attention. You will begin to feel alive. If you're ill, the first thing to do is to get your energy going. When you do get up, see yourself alive. Feel it. Feel your feet on the ground. If you're seated, feel it this way. If you're laying down in bed, the same is true. Just feel this thundering wonder coming from the vastness through the physical body, totally open, coming through you, down through the bed and into the ground below, and down into the wondrous wholeness of this planet. I've told you before that you've lost the natural way. This kind of talk would not have been given a few hundreds of years ago because it would have been known. But when you move to the mind in order to create the wonderful multidimensional world, it's magnificent. When you moved to the mind, you abandoned the other parts because the other parts then came into ill repute. And when the lower extremities came into ill repute, then you had to be safe, and so you stay safe, and the mind is much safer. Now, some of you are finding that the heart is safe, that the heart can be trusted, that you can open your heart to different people and not get into trouble, that you can love with a kind of a love that unites and is whole rather than is separate and special. And this is what the heart is beginning to teach you. But my friends, let's not stop, and I do mean this. The eight stands upright. It stands upright, and through it comes the power. The more that you can visualize yourself filled with that energy field, moment after moment after moment, it will, in an electrical, magnetic wonder, start to come. You see, you talk a lot about the solar... No, not true. You talk a lot about the spinal column and the wonders that go along with it. And although there's a great deal of misunderstanding about it, the basic theory is true. There is a cord of power that goes up and down the physical body. And you can be self-realized without legs, without arms, but you do have to have that part of the being intact. That is true. Now, this power is just simply there, going at its own way, up and down, in and out. All right? Now, the minute that you begin to pay attention, the minute that you begin to pay attention to it, and I don't mean in some kind of exotic way, but just begin to pay attention to the fact that some energy is coming down into you and through this physical body, and as you walk to feel it, as you sit to feel it, what happens is the electromagnetic field that this is a part of becomes stronger and begins to pull to it more and more and more energy. If you are laying in bed, if you are depressed, if you are ill, the best thing you can do, instead of the universal mandala of the soap operas, I must find out what that means one day, a soap opera, but of the television set, instead of doing that, if you will just lay in bed and breathe and begin to visualize the spinal column getting more and more alive, glowing with more and more radiance, if you are upset, if things aren't going well in your world, instead of trying to figure it out in your mind, do yourself a favor and gather more power. If you can, get away from the situation, get out into where it's calm, where it's deep, where it's meaningful, gather your power, and you will go back with new eyes. You'll go back with a new sense of seeing. It's all out there, my friends. The reason that you go again and again to the wild places where the wind blows, where things are vast, where things are still, with only the naturalness of life to move, is because you want to recharge, I mean this absolutely literally, your electromagnetic field. And in recharging it, anything that you need to face, you will face with a greater clarity. Any pain, any loss, any confusion, you'll begin to feel it. So instead of going to your mind and trying to work it, instead of going to others and trying to get their opinions on it, build your power. Build your power. The basic thing that you need to learn to move from being a seeker to a finder is to build your power. And you build it through awareness that as you turn your consciousness to this magnetic field, you build. Each time you do it, you build. Someone says to me, but I don't know how. I said, just shut up and do it. You see, it's very simple. You see, if we get very, very stylized, then we can't do it because we don't have on the right color dress or we don't have on, you know, whatever it needs to be. Keep it very simple, my friends, because the electromagnetic field that you're seeking is around you all of the time, in every particle of being. And it really loves to mingle with this wonderful sense of centered self. You have all the words. You call it your center. Well, you never, you know, point to your knee and say, well, this is my center. If someone says, where is your center? You know, where you are? My center. All right, now, the truth is, you also say, if someone says, who are you? You say, I am. I've never seen anyone say, I am. Or I am. Or I am. Always, I am. Same place. Same point of reference, same point of power, same point of availability. Now, for those of you who cannot get out of your environment, I want to assure you that there is a way to make it maximum in spite of, and this is it. I have told you, and you don't believe me, but that's all right. I've still told you, and we will take it up on another level of reality and see who's right. All right? I have told you that to imagine something deeply with the power of your being is to create it. Because the place of creation is up there first. You do not create here first. You create on the next level up first. And that's the level where we'll meet and we'll fight it out. All right? But on that level of creation, you create and it then flows down into form. It is not the other way around. Now, if you are laying in bed, if you are not able to somehow get out of your environment, if for whatever reason you are entrapped, if you will begin to just lay there or sit there, whatever your circumstance, and begin to imagine the landscape, an empowered landscape of power and wonder and delight and mystery and life, you will be creating it in your own living room, your own bedroom, your hospital room, wherever you might be. You have the power to create it there. And in that same power of creating it, by seeing and feeling yourself participating in it, you bring that level of power to you. If you do not believe me, I would ask you to give yourself a 6-month test and do it every day of your life for 6 months and find out if I do not speak the truth. You can have anything that any other human being has as long as you have it on that level. The availability is always there. Always there. And it comes into your life through the power of this wondrous imagining. In the olden days, we would have sat around. And each one of you would have recognized that you had a lack, that there was a part of your being that was in lack, a part of you that was not strong enough yet. And what you would have done then, with the power of the rest of us simply being with you, each doing our own, would be to create deeply in your visual mind yourself with that power, with that ability, with that capable wonder. You would do it again and again and again and again. And as you would imagine it, then it would become more and more who you were. You would begin to move with its grace and its power. And you would come to know that all is created in the mind. You have been told it's all in the mind, and you don't believe it. But it is true. So you have at your fingertips, no matter what your circumstance, the ability to draw to yourself exactly the electromagnetic power of whatever kind that you need for your balance. If you are someone who is very jealous, instead of worrying about how not to be jealous, you see the problem with saying, oh, I don't want to be jealous, I don't want to be jealous. The mind is saying jealous, 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 jealous. Or how about this? I don't want to be fat, 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 fat. It just goes on endlessly. And you see, the mind just goes through and accepts what you already believe. You see, it doesn't believe that you can be not jealous or not fat. It believes that this is who you have to be. So you have to move to another realm. You have to move to the realm of the imagining. And when you do that with empowered wonder, what happens is you begin to feel it so alive. You begin to see and visualize yourself as you would like to be, as your deepest longing would have you be, and you begin to be. I've told you that if any one of you has had it, the rest of you can have it as well. Example. You had a very great and wondrous friend, a very deep brother, who comes and says, everything that I have done, you will do, and more. What does that mean? It means literally that Jesus, when he was Christed, knew that you had the potential, every one of you, to do what he had done and to go past it. How do you do that? You don't do it by judging yourself, and you don't do it through guilt. You do it through bold imagining, bold, excited voyaging, to voyage out into that world and see if you can claim it. Why not? You know that in 5 minutes we can create in this room the most hideous atmosphere possible just by all of us dwelling on hideous thoughts. We'll all go running from this building screaming. By the same delightful way, you have been able to bring wondrous energy into this room because you came with a wholly different intention. I'm trying to give you back your power. I'm trying to give you the power that is your birthright. As a human consciousness, I say it again. If one of you has achieved it, any of you can. If you would hold that deeply within you and not move to the realm of reincarnation, another lifetime, then all power is available to you. But if you slip away and say, well, next lifetime, I'm not good enough, then next lifetime will still be the next lifetime, and you will still not be good enough. You are never going to get any better. This is it. This is it. This is human consciousness. This is what it is. And it's wonderful. And it's wonderful. All that you have to learn is to become so vast and so large that you see all of the beautiful parts of yourself that you're hiding. You see, when I say this is it, you become depressed because you think, oh dear, this is it. This is it. But that is not what I mean. That is not what I mean. Please hear me. What I mean is, in this moment, you have available absolutely for your use the power necessary to experience any of the qualities of human consciousness mixed with divine consciousness. Now, this is it. It is here. You don't have to get better. You don't have to go seeking. You have to be bold. I've told many of you from the beginning that the ones who find God are not worms crawling along on the planet. They are bold, strong, aligned, courageous, humorous, willing to fall flat on their faces, human beings. You have to risk. And by that I mean you have to risk sitting down and saying, all right, this quality of consciousness I don't have. I'm not manifesting it, whatever it is. And then start imagining that you have it. See yourself doing it, being it, feeling it, experiencing it, moment after moment after moment, daring. This is it because it's all here. All here. It's all here. Where would it go? You know, your idea, if you just look at it closely, might be a little limited of what a human being is. So please, if anyone you have ever read about or dreamt about or seen has been able to accomplish it, so can you. For those of you who have the willingness, I would like for us to spend the remaining time doing two things. One, looking at your life and finding one aspect of consciousness, one aspect of human evolution, human wonder that you don't think you have. Identify it. And for the second part, I want you to begin to envision yourself having it. What would you do? What would you say? How would you look? How would you feel? With this amount of energy, great beginnings can be made. So I ask those of you who do not wish to do this to quietly leave, and the rest, will you please stay? Just remember, if you have seen it anywhere, or dreamt it, or yearned for it, or desired it, or longed for it, you can have it. Test me out. That's what I'm here for.
At this point, Dr. Aiken suggests some quiet meditation, followed by listening to the next teaching of Bartholomew, which was given to two friends and released by them for use at this time. The question asked was how to move from a life directed by the ego to a life directed by the divine self.
What you do not understand is the tremendous amount of people in this world who have never postulated that the ego is anything but a very sweet, kind friend. They have no idea of the underlying power that their ego has in their own life, and consequently how it manipulates the world around them. Now, in answer to the question, the only purpose in looking at ego face is so you can say, no, it cannot be the only face in the universe, or the great ones would have never said the things that they did. The great ones would never have said God is love if the ego face is the only face. They could not have, because they would have seen how the ego yearns for its own superiority. But the thing that is hardest for the human to understand is that ego is not, I repeat, is not a continuing phenomenon. Ego is not a continuing phenomenon. Ego does not sit by your bed at night and wait for you to rise up so it can begin to play with you again. You think it's a continuing phenomenon, but it is not. There are many breaks in its perception. Its perception is cloudy and chaotic. And in the end, anything that is cloudy, chaotic, and rises and falls ends up being illusory, in my terms. If you could please understand one thing. If you would both close your eyes, please. What you are seeing with your eyes closed, what you are feeling as you sit there, the breath that you are breathing, the blood that you pump, the cellular structure of your body, the wind in those trees and the trees themselves, the sounds of the life in the grass, all of that is divine. And the only thing that I ask of you is to be aware that when you are thinking, you are in a limited state of understanding. And all I would ask at that moment is that you cease your thinking and begin your feeling. You can hear that bird and feel it and know something deeply about it. And that is your divine connectedness. You can feel the rug beneath your feet, the chair, and that is divine. And you can understand it and commune with it in some nonverbal way. You can feel the breath within you, which I would ask you to do right now. Please feel the breath within you. Pay attention to the breathing right now, please. And that is the divine in action. And you can feel your breathing. Move with your breathing. And commune with it. If you wish to participate more in the source, then please stop trying to do anything about your ego. Do not try to understand. Do not try to make sense of it. Do not try to bring it into some kind of rational conformity. But simply spend your time feeling the wind, smelling the sage, the flowers, the trees, the pines, walking and feeling your walking, breathing and feeling your breathing, living within your physical being. What I'm trying to say is, it is my strong conviction that both of you have spent enough time trying to understand your egos. You have spent enough time looking at them, and I would suggest to you now that you simply make the assumption that ego is a continuing phenomenon of some kind, whether it exists all the time or partially, is unknown to you. And when you are in ego, there is pain and doubt and anxiety. But right alongside and next to ego is constantly the source. And what I'm asking you is to shift your vision and to start participating in the source, in the movement of the source. Ms. Franklin, you continually say that you do not have any experience of the divine. And I think it is because you have misunderstood what the divine is. You have allowed the glamour of other people to impose its view on you. You are, in fact, capable of feeling the divine more often than most people, and I will tell you why. You are the closest to the natural state. You are able to perceive the movements of the... I am trying to tell you that each time that you look at a tree, at a flower, at the sky, or listen to a bird or a bug, you are participating in the divine. It is not what you think. It is not the skies opening and all of this rushing in. And if you were being honest, my dear friend, you would know how good it makes you feel, does it not? Then please understand. The glamour of other people have been imposed on you to the extent that you believe that their gossamer in and out perceptions are the divine, and what is happening to you is utterly unimportant. You're making a bad exchange. You're making a very bad exchange. You will get much more grounded, substantial power, clarity, and joy from participating in the divine precisely as it manifests here on this earth plane than trying to get to another realm. My friend, you will spend eons of time on those other realms of consciousness. Don't you understand? Man's problem is they are not willing to accept this level of understanding. They say, I don't want to be in the world. I want to be up here. They aren't going to be able to stay up there. I don't care how often they see it. They have to make their terms here. Do you understand? They have to come to terms with this earth plane, this level of vibration. What they do is they plunge a pipe through this level, and they peep out and see this other, and they say, oh, wonderful, that's the spiritual, this is not. They will never be able to stay in that realm until they have found the divine on this level of understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is here that everyone has to make their peace, or you will have to return until you do. You cannot go on to another level of consciousness until you have understood that the divine manifests here. Here. And the spiritual game is, let us ignore all of this and plunge ourselves into the next level of understanding. No, they won't let you in. They won't let you in. You have to see it where you are. You have to see it in the life that you are living. You have to see it in the trees, in the ground, in the faces, in the worlds, in the words of this reality. And that is why I keep saying, if you would just look inside your bodies, you will find it exactly, naturally, wonderfully, totally, ordinarily. You're looking for the extraordinary. Because other people, with their false belief that the only spirituality comes on the other realms. They will all have to reconcile one day. This is it. This is it. Your feet on that rug, your hand on that fabric, that is it. That is it. It has nothing to do with lights. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with that. And it is wonderfully enough. When you get to the place where you so love the divine as manifested on this plane. Did you hear me? Then you will have been considered ready to see it manifesting on the other plane. This is the place where it begins. They will not let you into the university without your diploma. And you haven't got your diploma until this existence pulsates for you as divine manifestation.
Does that include the ego?
That includes everything, everything, everything. You see, ego, the pain of ego, it can be embraced. The confusion of ego can be cherished. Do you understand? All of these things can be embraced, cherished. There is a use for ego which you haven't yet found. And I have never spoken of it because the minute I speak of it, then people will pretend that they know. Ego has a purpose. Find out what it is just by watching. When you get to the place where everything is divine, everything, your anger, your pain, your resentments, your resistance, your manipulations, all of that, when it is as much the divine as the bird and the trees and the breeze and the sky, then you'll understand. You have to take my word for it. There is something divine about ego. And I cannot talk about it, but you'll have to find out what I'm talking about. There is something divine about ego.
Well, is ego an illusion or isn't it?
Find out. Find out. There is a purpose.
It sure pushes you along.
Not only does it push you along, my friend, at times it picks you up and throws you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be caught off balance enough, you see, the whole point is to be caught off balance.
Which is what I just experienced.
Exactly. Just be caught off balance enough. And then you begin to yearn for something that you can't talk about. I repeat, the confusion in the human entity about spiritual matters is they think it to be something different than it is. They go to the books of the people who have transcended earth plane. You have never heard of the great ones despising the earth, ever. St. Francis, how does he relate to it? It is his brother, it is his mother, it is his father, it is his totality, he loves it. Why is that? Don't you see? There has to be a finding of it right here, or you will have to return. It is not your ego that will make you return. It is the fact that you have not seen the divine as manifested on this plane of vibration. And if you do not, you will have to return, not as some kind of penance and punishment, but because you have to stay in the third grade until you understand the third grade curriculum. And this is the third grade curriculum. This is it. Forget the sixth grade. Forget the fourth grade. This is it. This is the third grade. Find out. I tell you, the divine is in everything. Find it. And how do you find it? Just watch it. Just watch. Feel it. Participate in it. Flow with it. Participate fully in it. The intellectual is miles away because they cannot feel. It is your feeling. It is your hearing. Listen, listen. There will come a time when you will weep. When you hear the birds, when you hear the trees, when you hear the insects. When you hear words, when you look at a friend and they're speaking, you weep. Not because of what they're saying, but just because you have seen that it's all of a piece, that it's all one life. It's all one. And you can experience that. If you would do me one favor, it is this, that never again say I have not experienced the divine. Please. You have not spent any time poking holes through the ceiling to see what's going on the upper story. Most people on the spiritual path spend their time doing that, you know, trying to poke holes in the ceiling so they can peek into the next realm. And many of the gurus encourage this. Well, I don't. I encourage this plane of reality. It is as beautiful, it is as wonderful, it is as divinely inspired as any of the other realms that you will ever venture to. But you have to find it. And you might as well learn now, because you're going to have to find it on the other realms. You will go to other realms and you'll still have to find it. The game goes on. No, it's wonderful. Please, it's wonderful. I agree that learning your skills is difficult, and this is the planet of learning your skills. Do you understand? This is where you're learning to read and write. And later on, you get to read higher tomes. Yes, you don't steal, read the primers, you know. You get to read higher books. I will tell you that. That's absolute truth. But you have to learn to find it where it is. Yes.
Well, then my wanting to see the energy moving and the question about the energy is trying to... That's my trying to see another realm that I'm not...
My friend, let me tell you something. If you could get... So that you could really see that tree.
Uh-huh.
Really see that tree. That tree. You would not need to know about energy. It wouldn't even occur to you. The wonder of seeing that tree just as it is would be so overwhelming. I'm trying to say that there is absolute and total beauty in everything on this earth plane, because it is, I repeat, it is the divine in manifestation. There is nothing but total beauty in your physical forms, because it is divine in manifestation. That's what it is. That's all it is. So, to want to see the more rarefied bands of energy is, I understand, but you will not even be concerned with that when you can see it in that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? See it where it really is, as it appears, and if it breaks up into energy, fine. If it doesn't, fine, because the wonder of seeing it as it is will be so overwhelming that you'll just say, this is enough for me. This is enough. And of course, then, the rules are such that you'll probably get other. But not until this is enough for you. You have to stop wanting. You have to stop wanting. You have to be desireless. Desire for other worlds is as much of a trap as desire for anything else. You have to say, this is my world. This is my God in action. And just keep watching.
That's beautiful.
It is simple and perhaps too boring, but it is truth. And I needed to tell you because I have sensed that somehow I have missed making this statement. Somehow I have missed making this clear. So perhaps, if you have found this helpful, perhaps at another time we could bring forward a general question of this kind. If you find it helpful, Miss Franklin, please, as my friend, never again say that. The folly of glamorous seeker's words has blinded you from your own truth.
Well, I always thought it was too simple.
That enjoying being who you are was too simple.
No, well, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm. I told you months ago your path was the natural way. Not the supernatural way. And be grateful, because the supernatural way takes an awful lot of time and energy.
Is that my way too?
It's everyone's way. But only when they realize that there's a tremendous amount here that they're missing. It's just like always planning on a new resort, going to another resort, and whereas you're in the middle of a resort at the moment, and you keep saying, but this isn't a resort. But everybody says, well, of course it's a resort. Look, it's got all these things. No, no, this isn't a resort. I know. There's another one. Eventually you say, this is a resort, and I'm going to enjoy it. This is the divine in manifestation. This. There is a way, a million ways, to live in this manifestation with total joy, with total humor, with total lightness in your step. Both of you have quite a while left on the earth plane. You might as well get so that you love it, because you've got a long time. When it is time to transcend this plane, you will leave it and love it totally. Or you will not leave it. Do you understand? You will stay until you love it. Because you cannot reject part of the divine. And now you are that part of the divine that is encompassing this realm of its own existence. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot say, I'm going to love the next realm, but this realm I will not love. You cannot do that. You're on a journey. And your journey is to be total. Not total human, I mean total God. And in order to be total, it means that as each piece comes into you, you have to accept, understand, embrace, and absolutely adore each one of these pieces. And this is the piece. The next piece is not going to be given to you until this one is loved, cherished, a part of you. You're on a journey to become the totality of all things. You're going to be the whole thing. As you move through it all, you're going to be all of it. All of it. And one of the stages that you have to go through is this. Now is the time. Please understand that. The spiritual world of nonsense says that you are holy if you reject this earth plane. And they are wrong. They will not ever find what they seek until they find it right here. In its total, ordinary, mundane, wonderfully divine self. It's all the same. It's all the same.